Hey, Kimber, WRKU 327.
Hey, Wes, what's up?
Yeah, I was just having Simplex rag choose over on 420. I just thought I'd come back and say hi.
Hey, thanks, Wes. Yeah, I was kind of trying to listen to you and Bob speaking, and I heard a little bit, and I heard you starting to talk about how your show went tonight, and so I don't know if you can repeat that here. If you want to, I'd love to talk about it.
Actually, yeah, I dropped your name. Your ears might have been burning. They told Bob you'd played at Old Barney. He'd never heard of Old Barney. Very few people have. It's kind of esoteric. I guess we'll let the GMRS community into the secret music venue slowly. I had very low turnout, and the night before, there was a real super skilled famous dude that did a concert there that was super low turnout, according to Kent. A guy named, I think, Ben Rice. So, must be something to do with the summer and people being busy or whatever, but I never communicated to my people that I was going to be playing because I didn't know how many would show up, so I just kept it kind of mum's the word. That was kind of stupid. So I had a very small crowd, but I played for a couple hours, and like I think I mentioned to you on text, it'll be, I don't know how awful it'll be, but do you know Anna Tudor?
No, I don't. Yeah, no, tell me about it.
Anna, she's from Medford, and she's part of the Southern Oregon Songwriters, and she's a songwriter herself and a super sweet gal. And she took over, she took it upon herself to do what the president of that club was doing, Steve Youngin, which is recording people's performances on a semi-professional camera, getting good audio on that camera, and posting things on YouTube. And she edits these performances as well, and it's a big job. And she decided to tackle it. And so she recorded my whole concert.
Oh, wow. That's really cool information to have. Is she on Facebook? Or maybe you could pass that information on to me. When our band played there a few weeks ago, it was a pretty low turnout, too. But I wish we had. Steve recorded a little bit, Porter, and that was good to hear, you know. Good. It was a very low turnout too, as people are starting to get to know this venue. But yeah, if you can help me get a hold of Anna Tudor, that's her name, right?
I will do that. Well, I was there, and you had about three times as many people as I did. Do the math.
Wow, that's super low. Okay. Yeah, once again, I have to apologize. I just had so much going on. I wanted to be there, and I was pretty upset because you supported us. So I thank you for being there, and I can't wait to hear the recordings of what goes on and the sound. And it, was it hot in there, and how was the sound?
Same experience you had. It was hot. I was burning up on stage for sure. I was sweating like, well, I won't say what, but I was, and the sound, you don't want to bother with Kent's sound system. He's got Charlie's old sound system, and it's like 40 years old, and it's junk, and I brought what I used at Porch Fest, it's not new and it's not large, but it's perfect for that kind of a venue. What it is, it's like a sound bar, like 4 feet high. It's made by Fishman, the same people that make the pickups for the, both of my guitars. And it's got two channels. It's got either two line-in or two mic-in channels. So it's perfect for your typical, you know, songwriter kind of deal where you have one mic and one guitar plugged in, and it sounds clean as a whistle. And what Anna has done, knowing that we have some experience with this recording stuff for the Southern Oregon Songwriters over in Jacksonville, she's got all kinds of cables and connectors and whatnot, and she's got the skill where she plugs into the whatever sound system's available and gets a direct feed off of the sound system into the video recorder. So the crappy microphone on the video recorder is not even a factor. And so the audio should be excellent.
Oh, man, yeah, that's great. In my experience of being on stage as a musician all over, the board recordings are the absolute best. All right, excellent. Good to hear. And I do like that Fishman setup you have for sound. Fishman is a great company, and I have one of their pickups in a mandolin that I have, and pretty good stuff. And then I got a new pickup. I forgot what company now. I'm trying to remember. But anyway, good stuff. Sounds super great. I can't wait to hear that recording.
Don't get your hopes up. Some songs probably came off okay. Other ones, mistakes everywhere, but we'll see. I got a little bit too emotional at times, too. You know me. So if it's passable, I'll send it off to you. Anyway, yeah, but yeah, I'll get you connected to she's a great person, even though she's from Medford, and she records a lot of stuff for people. She Coleman Antonucci, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, he had a deal out at Pacifica. It was some kind of festival out there, and they asked him to have, I think it was 2 hours of music, and rather than bring the bluegrass band, the Anthill, the Antonucci family band, he just got a bunch of his open mic people to come out and play a half hour each. And Bill, the level one bard, and Anna, and another blues guitar player is really, really good, named Mark, and me, we went out there and played at Pacifica. You know, Pacifica's that place out in Williams that used to be Steve Miller's, you know, studio / compound, you know, his big resort out there, right?
Yeah, that's an amazing place to be. Been there.
Anyways, Anna took her equipment out there and recorded us all. So, and she sent me a version of it. It's kind of cool. So she didn't ask for any money or nothing. She just recorded it and sent me an edited, you know, she edits it up with titling and all that kind of stuff. And Coleman sang harmonies to all my songs because he knows them all. We're standing up there on the stage in the middle of the day, and she recorded it all. The thing is, it's stuffed into a Dropbox folder. It's not, like, available on the Internet because I'm not trying to be a star or anything like that. But I could probably give you a link to that folder or something if you wanted to watch it at your leisure.
Oh, yeah, I would love it. I do have Dropbox, so that would be cool. Yeah, you can text me that. I'll give you my Dropbox information. Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you for all that information and to all the people who stood there. I wish I could have sang a couple songs with you. but we'll have time for that, no doubt.
Yeah, I look forward to that. You and I need to collaborate on some stuff. Mostly it was all originals, mostly. I did 3 covers. One was by Graham Nash, Simple Man. And the 2 others are people that nobody has heard of. It's a guy that I totally admire down in California, a Christian artist by the name of Bob Bennett. And he's amazing. And he writes, great guitar player, beautiful voice, super deep, wonderful songs he writes. So I cover a couple of his. Nobody's heard of him, but I think he's the greatest.
Oh, that's very sweet. Looking forward to hearing that, too. And Graham Nash's Simple Man, what a great tune. I seen the super, super high harmony on that. As a matter of fact, I practiced it because I think you mentioned that last week. And so I just turned it on and listened to it because I just love that song. So, yeah, we have a lot to do, and looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, I'm flexible, semi-retired, so, I work sometimes. I worked a little bit this morning, and I work sometimes, but we could meet at the same place we met last time and sit down with our guitars and work out some harmonies and stuff. That would be fun, because I really love the harmonies on that. On that particular song, and I love the sentiment of the chorus is so powerful, especially in this modern age with relationships as strained as they are. When he was saying to her, "I just want to hold you. I don't want to hold you down."
Right. That is very, very emotionally touching and a sentiment that we should all be saying to each other because we can't hold each other down. We can't do that. Just hold each other.
Of course, it becomes like it hits like a ton of bricks when you realize he was singing that to the gal that had broken up with him by way of telegram, who was Joni Mitchell. That gives a lot more punch to that idea, does it not?
Oh, it absolutely does, and especially if you know Graham Nash and Joni Mitchell and their stories and how they just happened to dance and intermingle in that moment and had a few really good moments, and then, you know, then it's gone. And how many of us can relate to that?
Amen, sister. I don't want to get weepy on that radio, so I'm going to have to step away from the base station. Step away from the base station. All right. Yeah, we'll make it happen. Anyways, and thanks for doing the net. You do such a good job. Everyone does. I'm not, you know, everyone's doing such a marvelous job. And it's just so beautiful to watch how this thing has grown. And it's just a beautiful thing. So anyway, thank you for all you do. And thanks, Ron, for kind of being he's like the team captain. He made the spreadsheet. He just kind of, he's the captain of the team. And Doug, of course, was the initiator of the whole thing. And it's cool that Ken jumped in there and Bob's over there on the river. It's just, it's marvelous. So anyway, thanks for all you do. And I'll chat with you later. I'm going to have my second fajita, which I just cooked up. I was going to say Parents Night Out, but it's not that. WRKU 327, I'll be listening up.
All right, Wes, thanks, and thanks for everything you do. For more information on the Amron stuff, which we were talking about. Everybody can go to Amron.com, go to their YouTube page as well. And it talks about, here's something really cool, Doug, speaking of Doug, starting this up in the whole Grants Pass area, is the regional director for Amron West Coast here. And it's pretty neat to see that the guys at Amron talk about that and how big it is here in Southern Oregon. We have definitely something to talk about, a lot of good radio people. So, Wes, you enjoy your second fajita. I'm sitting having steak and mushrooms and asparagus, avocado, and some homemade mayonnaise, egg-free, that was made up. And Andrew is grilled up the steak, so I'm going to enjoy that too. I'll be monitoring for questions for a little while longer while I'm eating my dinner. Thanks, everyone. Good.